A peer support center for individuals receiving services for mental health, substance abuse, and developmental disability issues held a ribbon-cutting Thursday in Bastrop. The facility, which will serve patients in Bastrop and the Morehouse Parish area, is under the direction of Northeast Delta Human Services Authority. Its executive director, Dr. Montiak Sizer, joins me by phone with more about the facility. Dr. Sizer, thank you for your time and congratulations on the Hope Center.
Thank you, sir.
Tell us, what is a peer support center?
It is a supportive environment that is led and staffed by individuals who have been successful with their own treatment and their own recovery efforts. It is also a place where skills and resources that have been gained by individuals who have achieved a level of recovery to help others who are struggling with that issue. It is a peer-based model that is based on principles of empowerment, choice, and mutual help and recovery.
What are some of the benchmarks that you look for in seeing an individual progress at this type of facility?
Well, we certainly want to make sure that people are taking their medications, make sure that people are complying with traditional therapy, and make sure that they're maintaining pro-social relationships so that they can function successfully in their community. And for those who are able to work, we want them to be able to do so.
Well, when we look at who qualifies or is a candidate to receive service at the Hope Center, is this someone that is initially seeking treatment or someone who is kind of established in their protocol, in their regimen?
Both. It is certainly someone who is a client of the Northeast Delta Human Services Authority or one of our primary health care partners.
One of the things of note is that you're strategically planning for additional centers in a 12 parish area. Why this location at this time?
Well, it fits into my vision of having a holistic model for serving persons living in Northeast Louisiana. We have an established clinic in Bastrop, and so it made sense for us to locate a peer support center there and so that it could supplement the wonderful work that our staff is doing in that our traditional clinic in Bastrop.
How does this advance as far as the services go in terms of numbers? How many people will be able to receive service through this through the Hope Center?
Well, anybody who is established client of ours in Northeast Delta Human Services District, and so we serve literally hundreds in Bastrop already. It can depend on how many actually believe that that facility, meaning that Hope Center, would best help supplement the things that they are getting throughout our region and that Bastrop clinic in particular. So it depends.
Well, Dr. Sizer, again, congratulations on the opening of the Hope Center, and we look forward to talking to you again soon.
Well, thank you, and thanks for having me.